Hi, I'm Curtis.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. Lads, what is happening?
Oi, oi.
What's happening?
We all good?
Yeah. How about you, mate?
Yeah, doing okay. Welcome along to season 3, episode 2 of the What's Happening podcast. I hope you're all keeping okay. It is love sausage season, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
That sounds so wrong.
Well, it is. It's love sausage season. Connor came prepared.
Oh, yes. Uh-oh. Remember last week we were slagging off my desk?
Do you know what Connor told me?
I'm sorry.
Do you know what he told me earlier on? He bought that song. Like, he actually spent some of his own hard-earned money to buy that song.
Best 99p I've ever spent. That. Yeah.
Listen, he's a big record label guy now. He can afford it.
Yeah.
Before.
It is a classic. It is a classic. And it's a song that I'm surprised you didn't already own. Like, why is it taking you to 2021 to buy that song?
Mate, I'm a boys to men guy. All day. Not Marvin Gaye. Yeah.
I might play that tonight on Cool Goes Quiet.
Please do.
Please do, yeah.
I will tune in for that, honestly. I will stick the radio on just to hear Marvin Gaye on Cool FM. Yes, Valentine's Day just around the corner. This is our Valentine's episode. But it's a different Valentine's episode to our last one, if you go back to season 1, because Valentine's Day last year, we weren't in lockdown.
Yeah, we had no idea. We were living in, I was going to say wedded bliss. Not wedded bliss, like...
Just bliss, just like bliss where you're allowed out your front
ignorance
door.
Ignorance is bliss, is what I meant. We were completely ignorant to what was about to happen to us.
So where this stage last year then, where was the whole virus thing? Had it reached Italy by this stage, or was that more March? That was kind of end of February.
I feel like it was in China. It had started.
Yeah.
We had heard of it. I think we even mentioned it in the Valentine's episode, but like maybe just, we just mentioned it. Have you heard what's happening in China? And then next thing, boom. I just can't believe how different it is now.
Yeah, this time last year, I think last weekend was Cool FM's 30th birthday night out. Wow. Remember that? Remember when we could go out?
That was my last night out.
Yeah,
Was it that early in February? Because it was my birthday weekend, was it not? Which would be the end of February. Because I remember I went out, that was the Friday night. And then I thought I had it in me to go for beers on the Saturday night as well. And I just didn't.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
I think it was late in the month. Like, I think it was sort of last weekend in February. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Well, I've got something to confess.
Oh.
I wish I'd put tequila in my shot and not water. Had I known what was ahead of me, I would have just taken the damn shot.
That's Melissa's life motto now. I was like, just take the shot.
Just take the tequila.
Don't take a shot of water. Have a shot of tequila. Mm-hmm. I would give in for a shot of tequila now. Oh, just man. Out in a bar. Like, just... Yeah. Like
just
I bought,
tears in someone. Like if we ever want to shoot people again, we might have to slide the shot down the bar and then slide it back, you know, shot left in the glass.
For my dad's birthday, right, I was really tactical because obviously coming up to Christmas, we weren't in the full lockdown that we're in now. So sorry, not his birthday. For Christmas this year, I bought my dad a beer pump. So you can get these like beer pumps. They're like 100 quid. And I was like, I'm going to get him that because we can't go to the bar. The bars are closed. I'm going to circumnavigate that by instead of going to the bar, I'm going to go to my dad's house. And that way I'll be able to get a freshly poured beer. Lockdown, not allowed to go visit my dad.
Oh man.
So he's around there living it up with a beer pump that I bought him. And it was a self gift. Like I bought it for him, but it was solely so I could go and have a beer, which now I can't do.
Well, you've got your champagne bottle of Heineken.
You've got your cake.
I think you're all right.
Yeah, which is saving for a celebration, which we've not had much of.
Do you know? It's already had a date, Curtis.
I know. Well, this is it. Which it might make it better. I don't know. That remains to be seen. We have had a couple of listeners' messages and point out that the love sausage is back in stock. Marks and Spencer.
Shut up.
And not just that. There's two love sausages now because there is the love sausage and then there's the spicy love sausage.
Yeah, which looks absolutely horrendous. Have you seen the photos of it?
It looks good.
No,
I think I'm going to go do my weekly shop at Marks and Spencer's this week and get a couple. Why not?
See just on that sentence, right?
Yeah.
Think of all the supermarkets, right? Why is it Marks and Spencer's, like the high-end kind of some people would consider posh, shop that does the love sausage? Like, surely it should be Asda. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or Aldi or Lidl. We don't even have an Aldi. Lidl.
Apparently Aldi's amazing. I would love an Aldi.
Is Lidl not, like, German?
Yeah, so I think it's
like
German,
famous for their sausages.
I don't know. They might.
I mean, I think it's a German brand, but I don't know that they just do a whole load of German sausages.
I haven't been to Lidl in years.
Is Bratwurst not German?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
See, like, they're amazing. Famous for their sausages, so they should get, you know, cash in on that. You're the sausage people.
Curtis, was it you that was telling me that Lidl have, like, an amazing bakery?
You don't know this?
Are you joking?
No. Mate.
Are you joking?
See, in non-COVID times, Lidl's bakery is the best thing ever because you walk in, you smell it, and you feel like, you ever been on holiday to like France or Belgium or something?
Yeah.
The fresh bread that is everywhere. You, like Melissa would have had it in Paris whenever she was there last year. Like,
what do you mean in non-COVID times? It's still the best thing ever.
It's all bagged up and all now. The smell's not there as much.
The smell is there. It's amazing.
The one I was in wasn't. It was still kind of there, but it wasn't. It didn't hit you right in the face.
Yeah, like I know what you mean. Connor, how do you not know about Lidl's bakery?
I haven't been to shopping in Lidl in years.
I see how it is.
Yeah.
Record label guy, I see is.
Gotta spend that dollar.
He's in there buying love sausages left, right, and center.
I bought my wine in Lidl last week. I love it. I love Lidl. It's my favorite shop. I'd rather go there than Aldi or Tesco or Asda. Why do I keep saying Aldi? There is no Aldi.
Is there there's an Aldi in Dublin, isn't there?
Yeah.
They love Aldi in Dublin.
Yeah.
I think they have more Aldis than Lidl's, and it's better.
I saw a really, really great TikTok this week, and it was about Lidl, and it was this guy who's like, why is everything different in Lidl? So he like walks in and he says to the cashier, have you got any Red Bull? And the cashier's like, no, we've only got Yellow Cow. And
then
Yellow
Cow.
Have you got 7 Up? And he's like, no, we've only got 14 down. Shut up. But it is like that. Like, you walk into Lidl and like the bottles of shampoo and stuff are the same as the brand names, but it's just like a completely different name. And you're like, that's what I need, but that's not what it's called.
You got
like,
any head and shoulders? No, I'm only got knees and toes. Love that.
Connor needs to program a brunch.
Oh, wait there. I had one. Had one and then I took it out to put the Marvin Gaye thing in. I have this.
Yeah, that would be. I'm going to join in that round of applause.
Or that.
Right, let's move on with the episode. So what we're going to be talking about today is Valentine's Day in lockdown, because we're all in kind of different situations. Me and Connor live with our partners, so we're having Valentine's date, whereas Melissa, on the other hand, doesn't. So she's having a virtual Valentine's Day. I think you are anyway, or because some people have just said they're just pure skipping Valentine's Day this year, which I think this year is fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't really get the hype of Valentine's Day. Listen, I love and adore my boyfriend, but I have not been getting him, like I haven't got him anything. I feel like I don't get it. He tells me he loves me every day, and rightly so. And I should tell him I love him every day. But like, you know, if he wants to get me, I think a rose or a bouquet of roses is lovely if he wants to get me that. But all this OTD stuff, it was literally just Christmas.
Yeah, it's Valentine's for me is like the first year or two of a relationship. You would maybe buy like a present. Liv just gets a card now and that's it.
Well,
I think if you're in a happy, healthy relationship, like, you know, you love each other. I don't think you should have a day where it's like, yes, it's lovely to have a day where you mark it and you really make something of each other. That's nice. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that shouldn't be the only day of the year you're being nice to your partner.
Every day should be Valentine's Day.
Every day should be Valentine's Day.
I actually think in the last Valentine's Day episode we did in series one, I'm pretty sure you said that very thing as well.
I've always felt the same way about it. I'm just in love, you know? And we love each other every day.
That was just before you went on your big fancy break to that hotel who gifted you a room with a gigantic teddy bear in it and rose petals on the bed. Melissa's like, I'm indifferent to Valentine's Day, and then she uploads the Instagram and it's like the most Valentine's Day room I've ever seen.
I forgot about that. I thought you meant before I went to Dubai, but I didn't even go. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It was a hotel in Dublin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then you didn't know whether they were giving you the teddy bear or not.
I know, I didn't know what to do. I left it behind.
Should have took it.
They walk into the room and she's like, ungrateful wee soul.
What was I going to do with that? I don't even have room in my house for all my clothes. Imagine if I brought home a teddy bear the same size as me.
If you got the train down to Dublin, like, you would have had to buy the thing a seat as well.
Oh, well, I drive a Mini. So where was I going to put it? Strap it to the roof.
Fair enough. Anyway, Valentine's Day, like I say, just around the corner. We're going to talk about a couple of ideas. So if you're stuck, if you're looking for ideas, then this is the episode for you if you're in a lockdown Valentine's Day. But first, let's do our listener of the week. I think we've got a couple of listeners of the week this week.
Yeah, and when I was editing this part of the podcast last week, Melissa, you didn't do your intro.
We scrapped that.
We scrapped that because
okay.
Yeah, she didn't.
That's it.
Okay. It costs too much now, you see.
So
she literally charges by the word. So
so we've got two listeners of the week this week. First one is Ben Maxted. Ben says, I can always count on these guys to give me a giggle while I'm doing work or housey chores. The podcast is a lovely way of giving me company through this lockdown while I'm overseas at university, reminding me of home and the Northern Irish banter. Is such a comfort. Their quizzes are so entertaining and a great way to get to know each of the presenters. Looking forward to the rest of series 3.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, and that was my quiz last week where it transpired that none of yous actually know me at all.
I know you well.
Only because you won. It doesn't mean you were good at it.
I'm pretty sure I was good at it. Mm. Pretty sure I did really well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 4-3, I think, in the end, yeah. Wasn't it?
So we both know you well.
A lot of the answers came after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. Like the answers okay. just, you know.
Okay.
I mean, when I do a quiz on me, we'll see.
Second listener of the week is Hannah. Hannah said, I can't wait to listen to the new episodes. I've missed listening to them on my runs. So happy they're coming back again. P.S. Any chance of a shout out as listener of the week would be amazing. Much love.
You think
love.
She sang it?
What?
Do you think she sang it when she
sang it? Sing it along with us now.
Yeah. Much love and keep up the banter and great work. Thank you, Hannah, and thank you, Ben Maxted.
Listeners of the week. And Melissa's going to tell you later on how you can be listener of the week, but you've got to listen to the whole episode before you get that.
It's a complicated process. Yeah. So
you've got to listen to the whole episode before you get that information, because that's the payback, really,
that's
isn't
how
it? You know?
Earn your title, yeah, your that's status. How you earn it.
Right, what's been going on this week? Who wants to go first? Melissa, Connor?
Well, Melissa, you've had a bit of a big weekend. You go ahead. You go first.
You did, yeah.
So I started my new breakfast show on the weekend. And you know what? It went really well. Is that my cheer?
Yeah.
It went really well, actually. I got up at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I didn't nap because I didn't want to nap and then not be able to sleep and then ruin it for the next day. But then on Monday morning, I was back into a great routine, woke up super early and got loads of done on Monday morning. Loads of ish done on Monday, which was really good. It was a really productive day. And do you know what was amazing? I loved having my Sunday nights off.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just
weird. Like, my work on Sunday was finished at 10 a.m. when usually my work doesn't start until 10 p.m. So I always have that looming. It was weird. It was great.
Can we just talk for a second? And I don't know if you're going to want to talk about this, but can we talk about why you had to stop talking on your Instagram stories on Sunday night?
Did you wake up on Monday morning with a bit of a headache?
Too much wine?
I also love that. I decided, well, that was my little wine. And I wanted, so I'm not a really big drinker. That's why I was doing shots of water at the cool party. That's why, you know, so I had this bottle of wine and I was like, I don't think wine keeps very well or for very long. So I was like, gosh, I need to drink this. So I was pouring myself a glass and I was chatting away, and then I poured myself another glass and I was chatting away. And then I was like, whoa, I can feel this. And as I was looking at what I was chatting, I realized that I was chatting absolute nonsense and I needed to delete them before I ruined my reputation. And I was like, I'll just sit down here, because I don't know. I also think alcohol goes to your head when you're super tired.
Oh, definitely.
And over the course of the whole weekend, I think I had about 6 hours sleep over the two nights, or 7 hours sleep over the two nights. Because the first night I got about maximum 2 hours sleep, because my body clock is back to front. I don't go to sleep usually until 3 a.m. And then I had to get up at 4 at the weekend. So it was very confusing for my little sleeping routine. So the alcohol went straight to my head and I was like, can you watch those stories, please, boys, and tell me if I'm coming across okay, because I'm definitely not okay. So, but it was so nice. Like, it was so nice to have a little glass of wine on a Sunday night. It would be nicer if I could have a glass of wine with my friends, but you know, I'm so ready for when we get out of lockdown I can go on the bank holiday Sunday night rip.
Yes.
I've never, ever, ever been able to do that. 5 years. 5 years. I started the show Cool Goes Quiet. I've been officially doing it as mine for 4 years, but the whole year before that, I covered it mostly. So I have never been out on a Sunday night ahead of bank holiday Monday. So when, and like, we're going to be that old, they're going to be the only ones that it's kind of acceptable for us to go to by the time we're allowed out again. So I can't wait. And from here on in, I'm just going to have my own bank holiday Sunday night at home with a bottle of wine.
Woo! 2020 or 2021 so far hasn't been amazing. One thing that the public need more of is Melissa Riddell lit on her
Instagram. Yes, please.
That's what we need.
Melissa, you mentioned there about Sunday Club. You probably didn't go to it. Curtis, did you go to Sunday Club and Beach Club years ago?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Oh, what a night.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was so good.
We used to go to Beach Club on a Sunday night and then go to school on the Monday morning.
Yeah. And it was like the Sunday Club and Beach Club, like, was that music policy where it was all pop music? Like, yeah. It was S Club 7 and all that stuff. Like, it was just, it was brilliant. And you were.
I used to go to a Bryson's Thursday and then go to school on a Friday.
Bryson's
you
was like.
That before. Bryson's?
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to work in Bryson's when I was 17. I was a glass lifter because I wasn't old enough to sell alcohol, and I would drive, work in Bryson's till 4 a.m, and then I would go to school on a Friday. And that I can't believe my mom let me do that.
That is rough.
But I wasn't hungover. I was just exhausted because I wasn't drinking. I was working.
Question, Melissa, I've always wanted to know this, and maybe you have the answer because you're from like that neck of the woods. Why does everyone, when they're like 17 in like country areas, why do all of them drive?
We have to. We have no choice. You see where I live. If I don't drive, I don't do anything.
Yeah, you said last week the closest McDonald's to you is half an hour there and half an hour back again. You need to drive.
We all drive. I did my theory test on my 17th birthday.
That's insane.
On the day. Like, your parents are your taxi up until you're 17 and they have to take you everywhere. And then as soon as you're 17, you take yourself everywhere and it's freedom and it's amazing. I can't walk to the shop. The closest shop to me is 8 minutes away, 8 minutes in the car. If I walked, it would be a 40-minute walk.
Oh my God. The closest shop to me is a 30-second walk.
Yeah.
Same. This is all I've ever known. So like you learn to drive immediately because like otherwise you've got no life.
Sink or swim.
Social life.
Yeah. Wow, I am never going to move to the country. That's put me right off moving to the country.
Are you joking? To be fair, I always hated it. And then when I went to university in Liverpool, I learned to appreciate like so much about the countryside. And now I still want to move to the city, but I want to bring my children up in the countryside. You can raise them so much more in a bubble.
Mm. Yeah, I get that. Anything else exciting happen over your last 7 days?
Look at this.
What are we looking at?
Your teeth.
Your teeth?
Oh, your Invisalign, that's right.
Look how straight they are.
Well done.
Why are you saying nothing?
It looks great. I'm very aware that we're on a podcast and the listeners can't see.
That's why you're supposed to say, wow.
Wow, your teeth are amazing, Melissa.
Let's try to get and show us your teeth
so
again.
So white and straight.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Let me describe to the listeners what I can see. Melissa's teeth look great.
They're so straight. We're not finished the Invisalign. We're gonna this tooth and this tooth. There's a top tooth and a bottom tooth that still need a little tiny tweak. So I'm gonna get them back gone again. But for now, they're pretty straight. And then I'm gonna get some bonding at the end. So they're gonna be incredible. I'm so excited.
What's bonding?
Bonding is where you like, it's kind of like veneers, but you don't have to get the whole tooth, you know, like.
Shaved down?
Filed down. Yeah. You just add on to what you have. So it's essentially like a filling, but actually adding on to your tooth. So what you see these wee pointy ones. Sorry, listeners, but I have two little like fangs.
Yeah.
I want the bonding over them to kind of square them off.
Okay. Okay.
So they'll all be like the front two.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all be straight across.
If you tune in, so if you're wondering what we're talking about here, because obviously you can't see Melissa's teeth, I reckon if you check out her Instagram this coming Sunday night after she's had a wee glass of wine, she's probably going to be on talking about this. You'll get to see them then, which is the good thing.
I'll be like, look at my teeth. You like them?
You like that teeth?
I think that's about it. Oh, do you know what I did? Do you know what I did on Saturday?
What?
So I got up at 4 a.m., had 2 hours sleep, was absolutely exhausted, got home, didn't want to nap because didn't want to ruin my sleeping pattern ahead of Sunday. So instead of sitting down in front of the TV where I felt I might fall asleep, I decided to do something I haven't done in a very long time. And I have paid for it up until today.
What?
I went for a run.
Oh, God.
Went for a run. I ran. I didn't run 5K. I ran 4. I didn't stop, which I was really proud of. But I haven't ran since the summer. Like, do you remember first lockdown, March, got into running, did the Couch to 5K app, was absolutely loving it. But like, you see, when winter came around, I'm not going out in the dark. Absolutely not. It's too scary. It's too dangerous. It's too cold. It's too wet. So I stopped running. I haven't ran, honestly, in five months. I forgot to stretch. I forgot all the things a runner does because I'm not a runner anymore. I have not been able to walk for about 4 days. It's been horrendous. My hips feel like a 90-year-old woman. Like, my walk, I feel like my hips are shattering. Only today do I feel okay.
Liv actually did that last week. Liv, I was upstairs working and came down in the evening and she was like sweating. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh yeah, I did a workout there. I did like 50 squats. And then the next day she got to get up out of bed and like could not move.
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't Liv, like Liv thinks that she is like an athlete because... Because she usually does like home workouts every once in a while and then doesn't do them for like a year and then thinks she can just pick up where she left off.
Yeah,
it doesn't work like that.
It's never a good idea, like just to get up and go for a run. Like I did it in the first lockdown. Yes. Remember it was that nominate 5K thing. Like I hadn't ran for about a year before that. And then one of you two nominated me or something. And well, that's, loads of people ended up nominating each other, like, didn't they?
Like, do you want to start doing that again?
No, that's the one thing that needs to stay in the first lockdown. Like, and I did it on one of the hottest days of the year as well and nearly died. But like, the point is, one thing you should not do is just go, right, I'm going to go run 5K here. Because while you might be able to do it and you might survive, like the next day.
Yeah,
I don't remember it being that sore first time around.
Anytime I take a break from the gym, like say for a week and a half or whatever, I always notice that you're sore the next day, but it's the second day. Mm-hmm. It's the day after the next day that you literally cannot move. And it's like...
This wasn't even muscle pain. You know the way after the gym, it's usually like muscle pain. If you've done sit-ups, you can barely move your core. This was genuinely my hips. Like my hips clearly haven't been used, or like it must be the thudding through the ground, you know, every time your foot lands and it goes through your hip bones. Because that's why runners have really bad knees and hips. My knees and hips need replaced after a 4K run. What have I done?
Whenever I was in uni, I did a year of sports studies at uni, and one of the tutors there, one of the lecturers, like she was always like, if you're going to run, do it in your bare feet on grass, and that's, you'll just run for days. And really? She will not run on concrete. She wouldn't do a marathon or anything because it's all on the road. Like she would just run like laps of football pitches for like miles. Like she'd
in bare feet.
Bare feet, yeah. She didn't wear trainers. Bare feet.
Oh my God.
But she says she's got no pain in her knees or anything like that. So that's the way to do it. That's what you need to start doing. Get you running around in fields.
To be fair, I will say I felt amazing after it. I did. And I was so glad I did it. And I would like to get back into it. But at the same
time,
no one this week again. So
here's the inspirational quote. The only workout you regret is the one you didn't do.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks.
That's why I enjoyed it. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, that was your week.
Yeah, that was it.
Connor, big week?
No, not really, mate. Just the usual, being busy with work. I've had this real fascination with chicken and bacon and barbecue sauce wraps. I've been like making them flat out the last couple of nights.
You put lettuce in?
No, don't be silly, ruining it.
I love lettuce.
No, so
I love chicken, bacon, lettuce. That's my favorite.
No, genre. So barbecue sauce and then bacon, chicken, and cheese.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So I've been eating them flat out for some reason. I'm actually having them again tonight.
I actually really want one of those. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. We made Mars Bar Krispies again. Did you see the photo?
Oh, nice.
No.
We didn't.
Oh, my
God.
Was
it on your Instagram?
Yeah, on my Insta stories. I posted it last night. We made like this huge plate of Mars Bar Krispies.
Well, I've got something that could actually take your Mars Bar Krispies to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
My mom bought buns at the weekend. They were Mars Bar Krispies. but they were called Mars Bar Crispy Squares because they had a layer of caramel on the top. Ooh. You know, the caramel and caramel squares, they look insane. So Mars Bar Crispies, layer of caramel, layer of chocolate. I have never in my life tasted a bun so nice. Yes. So that's your really next good. Challenge.
Yeah, so I've been, I'm going to get stuck into those. I had a couple last night while I was watching the football. I've also watched, Melissa, I don't know if you've seen this, the Paris Hilton documentary. Liv made me watch it the other night. It's really good.
Apparently it's really good, yeah.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's really, really good. And we also watched another show called, so I said last week the Cecil Hotel thing was on Netflix. It's on Netflix now, so we're going to watch that tonight.
Yeah, it came out on Wednesday, didn't it?
But last week we watched a show called How to Fix a Drug Scandal.
Did you learn anything?
Have you seen that?
nothing. Listen, that I can put into like day-to-day life.
If you're
involved
in a drug scandal, Connor knows how to fix it, all right?
I've just been busy with work and stuff. Other than that, that has been my week. What about you, Curtis Mitt?
Just before we move on, we started this, so this is another Zoom call that we're recording on, and before we started, we said to Melissa, like, if we got stuff to talk about here, like, if you get stuff to say in your week, and then Connor was like, yeah, I do.
And I was like, oh, no, I don't. And then I talked for half an hour, and Connor talked for 60 seconds.
Look, I have my list. I wrote things down. I thought, like, that was enough compared to what Connor, I've said over the last couple of weeks.
Busy with work.
No. I wrote, watched Paris Hilton doc, watched a show called How to Fix a Drug Scandal, watched some football, made Mars Bar Krispies, obsession with raps.
Whenever you said that, whenever at the start of the call, you were like, yeah, I've got stuff to talk about. I was like, here, Connor's had a big week.
Well, listen, does anyone have anything to talk about? Like, no one's doing anything.
Well, we can see if you can top mine anyway, because I didn't really have a big week either. I did learn some things about myself this week. I learned some things that I should have known but didn't. So the first one, I stayed up on Sunday night to watch the Super Bowl. Go Tampa Bay Buccaneers, by the way. My team won the Super Bowl.
Yay, Curtis, yeah, they won. I meant to ask you that.
Yeah, they
I
won
saw the your Bowl. Instagram post.
So Tom Brady plays for your team?
Tom Brady plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yeah. Who, it's such a strange one, right? Because you always get this thing. Tom Brady's the best football player, like American football player in the world, right? Hands down, he's the greatest there ever was. And I've always kind of spent my whole American football time rooting against him because he played for a team that kept winning and everything, and nobody likes that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he joined a team that I support, and everybody's like, you only support that team because Tom Brady's there. No, it's not. Look, I have the bloody shirt on the wall. That shirt's from 2008. So yeah, no, they won. But what I learned about myself was that at the age of nearly 30, I can't do all-nighters anymore.
Yeah.
Like I can't. Aww. Like, I know this was on Sunday night and I'm still knackered. Do you know what I mean?
You should have went for like a disco nap before the Super Bowl. So you should have went for a nap for like... did you?
I had a nap and woke up shattered. So I had a coffee and then stayed awake until the end of the game. And that, like, I've just been a mess ever since.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Curtis.
I know. Well, that was
your
the other thing.
Your age is showing.
I know. So like, and this is what I was saying. You know, I think I put it on my stories this week, is that usually when it comes to Super Bowl, like I would have a beer, you know, a couple of beers, stuff like that there. But this time I literally had a coffee. and a bag of Haribo, and the bag of Haribo wasn't just a munch on, it was for the sugar to keep me awake.
Mate, next year, right, so I want to do this. Next year we'll watch, hopefully we'll be able to do it, we'll watch the Super Bowl and we'll get beers and wings and pizza.
No, you stick a pot of coffee on for me, mate, and I'll be alright. I'll be 30, remember?
Did we almost not say 31 this last year? Did we not actually say this last
think
year?
Think so,
that
yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Well, me and Connor had planned to watch it because Connor knows I like American football. I've been watching it for years, and he would like to get into it. And I was like, Super Bowl's coming up in next February. Let's watch it. Mm-hmm. And
I was never planning on watching it, but like I wanted to get involved in the wings.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Absolutely. Like wings are a big part of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But there was just no parties this year, obviously.
Or mate, instead of Super Bowl, which I still want to do. What about, seeing as you've got the subscription, what about watching like WrestleMania or something?
Yes. Yes. So this leads me on to my next thing that I actually learned about myself, right? And I was talking to Connor about this through the week. So he got me to sign up to WWE to watch. And I've done nothing but like relive my childhood and watch wrestling. Like it's getting quite bad now. We're to the point where I'm just watching it when I should be doing work and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, it was about that Undertaker documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason you got me to sign up, a wrestler called The Undertaker. He's quite old. What is he, like 50s?
Yeah, yeah.
And he had this match. He comes out and does like one match a year. And he had this match where, was it 2017, wasn't it? Where he just really wasn't good. He was slow and he like he was a bit overweight and stuff like that there. And then he was kind of like, no, I need to be better. I don't want to finish on that match. Yeah. So he went and he spent the whole year getting in shape, like doing CrossFit and everything like that. And then he came back and he had the match of his life. Now, why this resonated with me is because at the age of nearly 30, which, yes, I'm going to mention again, I've been kind of thinking, why do I need to get into the shape of my life? Do you know, I'm almost 30. What's the point? And then whenever I saw The Undertaker do that, I was kind of like, okay, well, maybe there is a point in me getting into shape. So this week, the second thing I learned about myself is that I'm really out of shape. Like, really out of shape.
So, I learned that too. Don't worry.
Well, it's kind of similar to you. Monday morning, I woke up fresh the morning after the Super Bowl. Like, I went to bed at 3 a.m. and still woke up at 8, which would explain why I'm not getting away. Yeah. I know. So I woke up and I felt fresh and I was like, I'm going to do a workout here. I think it's time to start getting into shape. So I did my workout, which was grand. And then I thought at the end of it, I still had a bit of energy and I thought, I'm going to do burpees here. Do you mean, you know, burpees?
Oh, Curtis, yeah. My sister told me this. She said, I was listening to Curtis in the afternoons and he said he was going to do 50 burpees. Is he all right? And I was like, he's definitely not. And he definitely didn't do them.
No.
So whenever I used to play football, now I used to play football when I was 15, right? I could do 50 burpees, no problem.
Yeah.
Like I could just do them. No. So I was like, okay, do you know what? I'm going to do 50 burpees here as a finisher from the workout. I got 6.
Curtis, that is the workout. If you're doing 50 burpees, that is the workout.
It gets worse. It gets worse, right?
Right.
I should learn to keep my mouth shut because I then tweeted about this. I tweeted, I wanted to do 50 burpees and I only got 6. All right. Now, whether I got 6 or not, it's debatable because the last one wasn't even, it was like a half burpee and I like collapsed on the floor. So it was 5.5 really.
Yeah.
So I put this on my Instagram story, right? And a personal trainer reached out to me and was like, you need to try one of my classes over Zoom this week. And I was like, okay, give me some details and we'll see how it goes. So I was like, right, okay, no problem. Let's do one of the classes and we'll see how it goes. So he obviously went back to his like group. He must have a group, like a WhatsApp group with all his clients. And was like, does anybody know Curtis from Cool FM?
He's joining me nervous.
He's joining us for a class this week. And a girl that I know was in this class, right? And she messaged me and she was like, you're going to die.
Are you serious?
So I was kind of like, what do you mean I'm going to die? And she was like, so this is a boot camp class, right? And she was like, she told me she did one session with him last week, one of his classes, and she cried. she cried physical tears.
Can you film it? Can you video this?
I don't think I want to.
No, why? You need to.
Her boyfriend tried to join in with her. He lasted 20 minutes. The thing's an R. One of this guy's warm-ups was 300 squats.
You're selling what? It. Like, we're promoting this guy. He said what? 300 squats?
300 squats is one of the warm-ups.
Nah,
I'm doing this tomorrow night.
And you've paid for this?
What is it?
You've paid for this to do this?
No, I haven't paid. No, I'm doing
he's
like
a presenter on Kill FM.
I'm doing a trial. I'm doing a
Hashtag trial. Gifted.
No, it wasn't gifted. I'm doing a trial and an Instagram post. I feel like I'm Melissa Riddell. It's like, yeah, I'm going to post about it. But no, it's literally just to try it out. And if I like it, then yeah, like I'll 100% pay for it. But like I'm worried.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That honestly happened to me once. I had a gifted session at a gym in Belfast and I had to stop to go outside and vomit. I don't vomit ever. It was awful. And do you know what it was? Nobody else was quitting. Nobody else. And like, this is where, you know, it wasn't over Zoom. So I had to stop in front of everybody else. Yeah. They, you know, all different shapes and sizes, people who looked less fit than I thought I would be, and people who looked so much more fit than I would be.
Yeah.
And I was the only person struggling. It was the most mortifying experience of my life.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. So at least it's over Zoom. Yeah. So if it was in the gym, it would be a case of, I have to do this. Like, he's going to be there. He's on my back. But see, if I don't like it, I'm going to Jackie Weaver him and he's gone. You know what I mean? I'm exiting out of that Zoom call. Did you guys see that video?
Yeah, it's class.
Jackie Weaver video. Yeah.
She was on List Women this morning.
Was she? Really?
Yeah. She said to Ruth, you know, Ruth and Eamon, Ruth was on in the show today. And she goes, Ruth, you have no authority here.
Oh, brilliant. It's so, so good. And like, it's amazing how stuff like that travels, because my dad knows who Jackie Weaver is. And like, my dad's not in tune with what's trending and stuff like that. And he was like, did you see your woman, Jackie Weaver? It's like, oh my God, my dad knows about Jackie Weaver. Like, this is a big deal. So anyway, that's been my week. One last thing to mention, I got my refund from my holiday, so I'm officially not going on holiday.
Yes.
Yay that you got the refund, because I didn't even know if you were going to get that.
No, it's kind of bittersweet, isn't it? Like, it's like, okay, yay, I'm not going on holiday, but like, it kind of, it gets you in the mood. Like, when's the next time we're going to be able to go on holiday? Because now they're coming out in the news and saying, don't book holidays yet, because like, it's literally, it's buzzed through on BBC News from my, on my phone there. Like, it's too soon to book a holiday.
Like, do you know what's really actually grinding my gears? EasyJet need to go away, because they are in my emails. I'm just like, what do you want?
Yeah.
What are you emailing me for? Because are you just emailing me? It's like, it's like your ex sliding back in when you want
sliding to back
stage five clinger.
That's what it's like. Just remember I'm here. That's all EasyJet are doing, because they're not saying book a flight, because let's be honest, we can't. Yeah. Or book a flight. It is literally like, boy, he's sliding in, he's saying, come on, we'll go on a date, and then he's going to cancel it, and you're not going to go.
Or a girl, 2021 now, Melissa,
and
come
then,
on.
And then whenever...
for my own self-experiences.
Whenever it comes to wanting a refund, they're going to ghost you.
Yeah.
Getting ghosted, yeah. Although it's so weird that you're getting those emails from EasyJet, because I'm getting them too. It's like, you know, the sale is now on, and then next... And then next thing, you're getting an email from Jet2, and they're saying, yeah, all our flights until April are cancelled, so don't be booking anything. And it's like, what do you do? Like, what do these people want me to do?
Yeah, I heard something on the news earlier today that they might be bringing in like a legislation or a law that you won't be able to fly unless there's like a COVID approved passport. So you will have on your passport to say that you have been vaccinated and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Which means like a lot of people in my life work in healthcare. Like my girlfriend's a dental nurse. My mom works as a carer and stuff like that. They've all been vaccinated. Like the role of the line
they
of work.
All go on holiday without you.
My family could go on a family holiday and leave me at home, you know, like, because I'm literally the only one who hasn't had it. But that's not a bad thing. I'm in no rush to get it, because I know there's other people out there that need it before me. Anyway, that has been my week. So before we move on to Valentine's Day and love sausage time of year, do we need to do a quiz?
We do indeed.
Okay, let's do it. I don't know how that sounded to you, Melissa. It sounded like the jingle was in a fish tank there. Did you get that? Yeah.
It actually sounded...
It's fine. Like, it's grand. I don't mind.
PK'd fallen down a well.
Piss off.
That's what it sounded like.
Honor on his fancy desk. Anyway. It was like... Yeah. Anyway, Connor's on quiz this week. Connor, what have you got for us? Is it the Connor Coates quiz?
Oh, listen, mate. You know me too well. Of course it is.
Yeah.
We got a couple of messages from people on the What's Happening Instagram page saying that they liked the kind of personal quizzes because it gets them to know us a little bit better. So I thought, why not? Connor Coates quiz, let's bring it on. So there's iTax Live. So
<For this. laughs>
I got a little bit carried away and like not being big headed, but there's 11 questions.
Oh God, Connor.
Okay. Wow. So question number one.
He can just about fit his head into the Zoom.
What month is my birthday?
Melissa.
Go.
May.
No.
Curtis. November.
No.
Melissa. June.
No.
Curtis. July. October.
No.
Melissa. August.
Yes. Well done, Melissa.
Birthday was in November then? Whose birthday did we celebrate? Was it yours, Melissa?
Melissa's in December.
Oh, because I knew we celebrated one recently, but I couldn't remember whose it was.
And is your birthday the 6th of December? 3rd. Okay. Oh. Okay, 1-0 Melissa. Second question. What is the name of the record label that I work for?
Curtis, Good Soldier.
Good job, mate, yes.
We were talking about record labels before we started this call when you weren't here, Melissa.
I mean, I would have literally been guessing like Toy Box TV or something.
If he hadn't mentioned the name of it in that
Toy Box TV.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Okay, 1-1. Question 3. How many years have I been with Liv?
Melissa! 9.
No.
Melissa, Curtis, 10.
No.
Curtis, 11.
Melissa, no.
8. Curtis, 8.
Melissa got it right. Yeah.
Melissa got there.
Yeah. 9 in September.
It's 9 this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you still haven't popped the question, Connor? Wow.
No, man, I'm going to need to do it this year. I'm going to need to do it. Because, like, I was telling Melissa a while
back. The Big Ten.
No, I don't want to wait in the Big Ten. Like, that just seems to be,
Connor,
like,
we're
cliche.
On a live podcast. Stop telling your plans. This is
she knows anyway. It won't make any difference. Okay, 2-1 to Melissa. Question 4. I have a younger brother. What's his name?
Melissa. Oh. Darren.
No.
Curtis Melissa. Daniel?
No. Wrong letter.
Melissa.
Same letter
wrong
as me.
Wrong letter.
Melissa. Craig.
No.
Melissa. Chris.
No.
Is it Callum?
It is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
To y'all.
That's a weird question for me to know the answer to. I feel like that's kind of creepy.
What is my favorite dessert?
Melissa! Chocolate brownies and ice cream.
No.
Curtis, apple pie and custard.
It is me, yes.
Oh!
Apple pie / crumble or ice cream / custard.
I knew that. Yeah. You love McDonald's drive-thru apple pie.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, mate, yeah. McDonald's drive-thru apple pies
Why
and a McFlurry.
Do you really when you just I've got the question right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a pure guess.
Oh, what? Yeah.
That was a pure guess. Like, I'm sorry, Connor, but that was like, you must have mentioned it somewhere down the line that have picked it up. Like,
yeah.
You don't get custard with a McDonald's one though, do you?
No.
You just get the little sleeve.
Okay.
Are they not like really hot inside as well?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And like really cinnamony. Yeah.
Good
stuff, man. So 3-2 to Curtis. Question 6. What is my favorite color?
Melissa.
Cobalt blue.
Yes, but Melissa went first.
Wow. Give Melissa the point if you want.
I was only going to say blue and you remembered that it was.
Yeah, because I said it last week.
And let's be honest, everybody just wants to hear the Melissa quiz, so it's fine.
This is true. This is true.
Okay, 4-2 to Curtis. What meal was I eating in the back of the car on the way home on the dreaded night I dumped tackled my ex's mum?
Melissa, Subway.
No.
Melissa, a kebab.
No.
Curtis.
Melissa, McDonald's.
Indian food.
Melissa, yeah. Well,
yeah, McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah.
Why did I think it was a Subway?
Because I was sick into the paper bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
What episode was that? If you haven't listened to that episode yet, you need to go on. It was the first date episode, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I think that's our best episode to date because that's when I first heard that story and it just blew my mind. Like, you need to go check that out if you haven't heard it.
What's the score? 5?
I don't even know.
It's like 4-3.
1-2. Yeah, okay. Curtis is winning anyway. What is my favorite number?
Melissa. 9.
No.
Melissa. Curtis,
7.
Yes, Curtis. Well done, man.
It's 7?
Yeah.
That's my boyfriend's favorite number.
It's a good number.
I think 7's like everybody's kind of go-to number, isn't it?
No,
like most people like 7.
Yeah, 7 was all.
No,
like,
they don't. Most people hate odd numbers.
7 was my favorite number for David Beckham for Man United.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to
know
what my favorite number is? I bet none of you will be able to get my favorite number.
4.
1.
4 is one of them, okay. But it's like a big number. It's got 2 numbers in it.
27.
No, it's 46. Yeah.
Why?
Because whenever I went on a football trial at a professional team in England, that's the number they give me. And ever since then, I was like. I don't know why it's my favorite number because it didn't get selected. Thing, you know.
So it's kind of your unlucky number, and you stop picking it for the lottery.
But I like it. Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Okay, Curtis is winning. Don't know the score. what's my favorite movie?
Melissa, Angus Songs and Perfect Snogging.
Oh, I know. No,
Curtis, The Godfather.
It is. Yeah. Well done, mate. Yeah. Okay, so Curtis is one. We're getting the Melissa
Curtis,
quiz next week.
Are
then.
You a fan?
A lot of Connor Coates. Yeah, I've been following this guy's career for a long time. No, there's a reason behind that is because over like Christmas, me and Ashley had decided we were going to like do this list of the best movies of all time.
Yeah,
and The Godfather was on it, and I text Connor and was like, "Should I watch this?" And he was like, "Mate, it's my favorite movie."
Have you watched it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh man, it's so good.
What was the one I did watch?
Goodfellas.
Yeah, it was very good.
Okay, 2 more questions. We'll just do them. So we're getting the Melissa quiz next week, which everyone's...
Oh, did I win?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did I win? You've been reviving for this for months.
What was my favourite subject in school?
Melissa! Technology.
No.
Curtis, Melissa. Art.
Yes, Curtis.
What did you just mimic to me there, Melissa? What was that?
nothing.
You said a bad word.
Okay, final question. Name two things that I'm allergic to.
Melissa, me answering questions and bees.
No, not bees, no.
Allergic to? Yeah. Avocado.
Mm-mm. No.
Melissa, cats.
Yes.
Oh.
And?
Dogs.
Yes.
Shut up!
When I was younger, I was really allergic to fur. So like any animal. Yeah, but I've like kind of grown out of it. I used to be really allergic to prawns. Like
I love prawns. Yeah, so well, sad.
I'm not anymore. Like for years, I didn't have prawns. I had like a really bad experience. I remember we were going away on holiday and my mum got a prawn sandwich from the airport shop. And I had half of it on the flight. And we were like midair heading to Spain. And my throat started to close up. Yeah, and I didn't eat prawns for years. And then had one. 5 years back, and I've been eating them flat out since.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny the way you can grow out of, like, other people have grown out of their allergies and I've grown into mine? Because I wasn't allergic to nuts when I was younger.
Yeah.
And now I am. Like, now my body's just like, actually, no, mate, I don't want some of them. But it's just, allergies are so weird. Like, whenever I went to the doctor about my nut allergy, it was just like, we don't know why people are allergic to things.
Mm. My sister was apparently allergic to nuts, but she ate Nutella her whole life. So I don't know. However, like it wasn't a severe allergy. It just made her vomit. Like it made her physically sick. So I remember like the first time we realized it was when she ate Ben and Jerry's ice cream and there was nuts in it and she just was sick everywhere. And anytime she ate anything with nuts, but she could always eat Nutella and always has. So she's not so allergic anymore, I don't think.
You mean,
keep her out of it.
You mean Nutella?
Nutella.
Nutella.
Nutella. Yeah. I was allergic to really cheap soap when I was younger. It used to bring me out in a rash, but I think
I don't think that's an allergy. I think that's just cheap soap.
No, like from Santa, I got like this big crayon and it was a soap and I was so excited to use it. And I was like covered in these big red Hy-Vee blotches. And I was like, oh,
you sure it wasn't just a red crayon?
No, it was a soap. We had to throw it out. I was devastated.
Right. Anyway, so I won the quiz. Happy days.
Well done, mate.
I haven't won a quiz in a long time.
The Melissa quiz next week then? Are you just gonna
it's so hard.
Are you just gonna wing it? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Winner stays on. So Valentine's Day is just around the corner and it's a bit of a different one for everyone this year. Everybody's gonna have to adapt to Valentine's Day because we're not going out for dinner.
No.
That's what's happening. So we're going to try and explore some things, some date ideas that you can have for Valentine's Day. I suppose a good way to start is probably with Melissa's one. We'll go with Melissa's because hers is a little bit different than mine and Connor's. Your boyfriend lives in Dublin.
Well, you know what? We haven't got any plans. Like, I'm sure we'll just sit on FaceTime and I will eat a love sausage and he will eat a love sausage and maybe I'll have a little glass of wine.
Please do. Please have a glass of wine and then go on your Instagram stories with your love sausage.
But like, what else can you do? Also, I feel so bad. So what day is it today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday the 10th. Last night I was browsing online. I wanted to get like a more I wanted to get my girl's Galentine's cards. I haven't even looked for my boyfriend's card, but I wanted to get the girl's cards. I found these really cool ones. Guess when they were going to deliver them?
When?
March.
The 18th of February. That's no good.
Well, you should have ordered them before this week.
Selling Galentine's cards. Well, I only just had the idea. I just wanted to send the girl some love. And now I can't. And my local bloody shop doesn't have any.
Moonpig?
Make them. Get on to Microsoft.
I'm at Moonpig.
What do you call it? Moonpig. Microsoft Paint, isn't it?
Clip art.
I'm gonna Moonpig my boyfriends. I always we always Moonpig each other.
Yeah.
Sounds so weird.
That does. What a weird sentence.
We like Moonpig each other.
Nope.
Like, save it what did that mean?
Save it for the bedroom on Valentine's night. We don't need to know what Moonpigging each other. That I don't want to know so about weird. It.
No. Yeah. So maybe just Moonpig the girls.
Netflix has got a thing. It's got like a I don't know what it is. It's like a setting now where you can watch movies with people at, like at the same time, doesn't it?
Really?
Well, that defo came in because of lockdown. Because my boyfriend and I used to be like 3, 2, 1, press play. How cute is that? Like, that's so sad, but so cute. And then I never believed he was actually still watching it. I thought he would pause it and go like play his Xbox. So I bring back and check we were at the same point in the movie.
Oh, brilliant. But I mean, that's totally something you could do. So like you could get on a Zoom call like we're on now. You could make dinner together, have the same meal. Love sausage.
Do you know
I assume you just walk out onto the grill.
We probably will. Maybe the microwave.
You wouldn't microwave sausage.
No.
I'm probably going to microwave my love sausage.
Well, it's going to be a raw sausage, is it not? Like, it's not.
Oh, treat your sausage with a bit of respect, Melissa.
It's not a pre-cooked sausage. Like, stick it in the microwave.
I thought they were pre-cooked. Right, okay.
No.
I'm probably not going to get one for a start. What day is Valentine's Day? It is Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I can have a wee glass of wine.
Yeah.
Maybe order a Chinese. Get him to order a Chinese.
Yeah.
We can have Chinese. Like, we used to actually do this together. We did really used to do lockdown dates on FaceTime. But listen, the novelty wears off. Maybe we could bring, like, oh my God, the first couple times we did it, we got all dressed up and everything. It was so cute. But like, then you're sitting in your lovely little dress or your wee corset top.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm on my own here with my laptop. So you just go and put your pajamas on halfway through your dinner. It's so stupid. It's not stupid because it was so nice at the time.
It was a novelty.
Yeah.
It was a novelty. And we did it, I think we did it 3-4 times and kind of just, you know, I'm not trying to sound like a downer on the whole thing, but I'm probably not going to do that. Yeah. Maybe I will. I probably will, let's be honest. But I personally love getting all dressed up and it's so nice, but I don't like sitting there with my laptop all dressed up. Yeah. I love the process of getting dressed up and then I love the process of going out for dinner. I don't like getting all dressed up to just sit with my laptop. So I probably get all dressed up, get a picture, get into my PJs, then have dinner on Zoom. That's probably more accurate.
So you are going to have a Zoom dinner then? Is that what you're going to?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Valentine's plans. So any other things that you could do virtually? Like, because people might be listening to this and having a virtual Valentine's Day. Like, have you any other ideas? Maybe not that you would do, but stuff that you could do. I suppose it's not really much because Valentine's Day, like, you could do one of those, like, it doesn't work if you're not together. I was going to say the restaurants do, like, the meals where you cook it yourself and stuff like that. But maybe that's not worth doing over Zoom. I suppose there's not much
we
really
can do. We did always say we were going to do that. We were like, oh my God, we'll get ingredients and we'll make our own dinner together over Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I still live at home. The kitchen, it's just a nuisance. Like, everybody else is trying to cook their own things. They're all in the way. Oh my word, I'm a Debbie Downer today. I'm just going to order a Chinese, okay?
That's the way to do it. I think you're right. Because I was just thinking there about cooking the stuff, right? So we've been doing HelloFresh for like the last couple of months now, and that's just going to be another night cooking, except the food's going to come from somewhere else. So
yeah
I think Chinese is probably on my list.
I don't know. Like,
let me see. My friend did a list of things that you could do on Valentine's. So let me go get the list and see if there's any ideas here. So for the girls, if you're single, Galentine's catch up and quiz night. Do you remember the Zoom quizzes?
Yeah.
Bring those back for Galentine's. Netflix party. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's
what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think like you can give your password to a load of other people. And you can like have a viewing party of like a certain movie or whatever. But the thing that would annoy me about that, right? You're all sitting watching a movie and it's different if you're in the room together and somebody goes, I need to go to the toilet here. I'm going to pause that. Imagine you're just watching it, right? And somebody pauses it. You'd be like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
That's what else true. Is on there?
Wine tasting night. I don't know. Maybe that's together. Zoom dinner date. That's what we said.
Mm-hmm.
Make a playlist together. It's kind of cute. That's nicer if you're together, though.
Here it comes. That should absolutely be at the top of the playlist.
And then board games, but you can't do that if you're not together. So to be honest, Zoom is your only option. And then whatever you want to do on Zoom is entirely up to you.
Real FM's Melissa Riddell, everybody.
No, I just meant like The options are limited, but like if you want to get creative and spice things up, Connor, hit play. Oh. Little striptease.
Assumed striptease.
You know, if you've got some lovely Valentine's underwear and you want to show it to them, just make sure, you know.
Over Zoom?
Nobody else watching the Zoom. That is something I personally would never do, yeah. But people like to get creative. I don't know.
I love how she suggested that and then quickly backtracked. I was like, no, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, I still live at home with my parents. That's not something that's going to be happening, okay?
In fairness, your mom did just walk in before this call as well. Yeah. Like, I mean, as well as this call.
I'll be in my dressing gown with my pajamas underneath it, my slippers and my slipper socks. There'll be too many layers. You know,
kind of like I am right now. I'm here with a dressing gown on.
You know, you look like an Eskimo.
Yeah, I just figured I'm nearly 30 now, so I just wear a dressing gown. You know, that's my excuse for everything now. I'm almost 30. You know, you could play a board game over Zoom. I think
you could, but how do you trust them not to cheat?
Yeah.
Well, you would be the banker, I think, if it was Monopoly. Monopoly's not a very Valentine's night kind of game, is it?
Can I ask a serious question? Mm-hmm. Have they developed like a board game or like drafts that you can play online with another player?
I think so, because
I mean, there's Call of Duty, I suppose, but like drafts would be more fun.
Melissa, I cannot imagine you, as much as you love Scott, sitting on Valentine's night playing multiplayer Call of Duty.
Scott says that's his dream, and I'm like, it's never going to happen, hon. Never. I don't even understand how to work the remote. Like, up goes down and down goes up, and it's just like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I can't move people around.
We set up Ashley's old, she was like rooting around her old house, her mum and dad's house a while back, and she found her PlayStation 2 and we set that up and she found, you remember the game Theme Hospital?
No.
No.
You remember Theme Hospital? Do you remember the game Theme Park? Remember it was on the PlayStation? It's where you built a theme park.
Okay.
Park. Yeah, it's pretty much it. You built the theme park, you built roller coasters and all that stuff, but then they brought out a new one called Theme Hospital. It was class. Anyway, she's
the
been
only game I ever played and I ever remembered, and Scott downloaded it the other day and said that we could play, is Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah, what a game.
What a game.
So he downloaded it again, but I was like, how do I play? Because he's got a PlayStation 5 and my brother's got an Xbox. I don't know if that can happen.
Yeah.
So I'm toying with the idea of downloading The Sims.
The Sims was the GOAT.
I never got it.
Did you not?
Really?
Such a weird game. All you did was kill them.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
set them on fire and stuff, didn't you?
You do that. My favourite way of killing them was letting them go into the swimming pool and then removing the ladders so they couldn't get out.
Curtis, that is awful.
I'm around until they died. I'm not the only bloody one who'd done it. Nobody played The Sims normally. Everybody killed them.
Yeah.
Everybody killed them. Like, you would put them in a room and take the door away.
So what would they do? How would they die?
They'd starve and stuff,
starve or die of exhaustion or something, yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, don't look at me like that. Everybody did it. Connor, you're bound to have killed your Sims.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like,
I had a Tamagotchi and I did everything I could to keep it alive. Everything.
Sims was different though. You couldn't like stick, well, I suppose you could kill your Tamagotchi, but you wouldn't want it to.
We weren't allowed our Tamagotchis at school and I had two. I got two for Christmas. And my nanny was my childminder. She wasn't actually related to us, and she had the Tamagotchis to look after when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And she always let them die. She didn't look after them. She didn't feed them. She didn't play with them. She didn't let them sleep. She didn't do anything. My Tamagotchis died, and I was like to my mom, "She's not a very good childminder.
She's not keeping my Tamagotchis alive."
Can you imagine that? There, like, if she goes to another job and like. She needs your mum for a reference, and your mum's like, "Well, she killed my daughter's Tamagotchi." So,
my nanny's like part of my family alive. Still. I love her so much. So, but like at the time, I was thinking she's useless. Like,
imagine that. There, she kept my kids alive, so I suppose she's all right. But she did kill the Tamagotchis.
She put them in the drawer. She said they were beeping too much, and she put them in the drawer. She was fed up with them.
Dude, they were a pain in the arse, though.
Yeah,
Tamagotchis—they never stopped beeping.
You know, I got one last year, but I couldn't even be bothered bringing it back.
See?
Yeah.
See? You're now in the position your childminder was in, and you're giving her a hard time for that.
But at the time, you had to feed them, you had to walk them, you had to let them do the wee poo-poos. Like, honest to goodness.
And you had to clean the poos up as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
You couldn't just leave them lying there. Otherwise, you're
getting ready to have a dog.
Which I now do, and you can't leave his poo lying there either. So you can't.
That's what I'm saying. prep.
Anyway, this is the Valentine's episode. We should probably move on from poo. So that's the virtual date ideas.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm just thinking about it. Like, I suppose the virtual date ideas aren't really any different from what, like, you and me are going to be doing, Connor, are they? Like,
no. Chinese.
Me and Connor aren't having a Valentine's date. We're having separate Valentine's date.
I heard you.
Well,
mate,
as much as you know about me, you might want to, like.
I'm going to turn up at Connor's door with a Chinese on Sunday night. Like,
and a bouquet of roses.
So, like, we're not really having Valentine's night this year because I'm on the radio on Sunday night. So we'll have like,
oh, you're gonna be like extending Cool Goes Quiet. Like,
yeah. So I we'll like have the day, but like we never really go out on Valentine's night. It's just a hassle with like restaurants. Yeah. It's always packed out, and you don't enjoy yourself. Your food's thrown down in front of you. You're like ushered out of the restaurant so they can get the next couple in. We usually just, like, I would either make like a nice steak or something, or we would like get a takeaway. But because I'm on the radio at 7 on Sunday night, we can't really like get a takeaway because they open at 5. And so we're going to have Valentine's night on Monday.
Oh, that's nice.
And I think we're just going to like get a pizza or Chinese or something and profiteroles or something from M&S and watch a wee movie. Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
You know what you should watch?
Mm.
Peppermint.
What's that?
Coming up with all these random movies.
It's really good.
What's Peppermint? The movie you said about last week, I added that to my list. What's it called?
The Vanished.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, it's on my list. I haven't watched it yet.
There's something about a penguin as well, wasn't there?
Add peppermint.
It wasn't actually about a penguin. It was about a
penguin
bird.
Bloom.
Yeah.
Add peppermint to your list. Thank me later.
Okay. And it's...
You like Taken? Well, Taken's my favorite movie.
I was going to say, did I hear you on your stories this week saying Taken was your favorite movie?
Yeah.
You need to watch other movies. Taken's like, it's the same thing. Like, not to put, like, say you're wrong, but it's just not.
I'm with you. It's a good movie, but I don't know if it's up there. Like, I don't know if it's
well, different. I told you, I've got three. I like that and The Notebook.
They're two very different movies as well. Like they're,
I'm a complex woman.
It sounds it.
Watch Peppermint. It's like Taken in a way.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, just remember that for the quiz next week, Connor.
What about you and Ashley, mate? How are you spending Valentine's?
Probably the same. I don't know whether we're going to make dinner, actually like get a takeaway or something, because all we do is make dinner at the minute with HelloFresh coming all the time. We'll probably do that. It's just weird thinking back on it because we very rarely go out for Valentine's Day dinner, but last year we did and it was like our last meal out before the lockdown and it was so good as well. We went to a place in Bangor called Tom's, a place called Tom's. And it was really nice. And they have this like wee room upstairs. So you could book a normal table. Or you could book like a Valentine's table. And they had this wee room upstairs by the window. And there's a wee candle on the table and stuff. And the food was amazing. But we're not going to be doing that this year. And we're kind of like, I don't know if we're going to watch a movie or not. Because we're watching this thing on Netflix at the minute called I Am a Killer.
I have that on my list. What's it like? Liv didn't want to watch it the other night. She thought it was a little bit too dark.
It's dark in a way, like it's people who are on death row who just are explaining what they did. And we're kind of halfway through it. And I don't know if we're going to stop over the weekend just because it's Valentine's Day. So we might well spend our Valentine's Day watching I'm a Killer.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it's good.
It is. It's really, really good. If we can get it finished, then we're going to watch that Cecil Hotel thing as well. So there's a lot of dark programming coming up in our house over the next couple of days. So I can't imagine we're just going to throw The Notebook in the middle of it, if you know what I mean.
And then Punisher and Daredevil.
Don't even talk to him. Don't even look. Don't even look at me. Don't look. Don't talk. I don't trust you. You're not a man of your word. You don't want to watch good shows. And that's on you. That's your problem.
That's not true. It's just that there's only so many shows you can watch at a time.
Curtis, you started Friends again for the 40th time in your life.
That's different.
And Modern Family.
And Modern Family.
So Friends is a feel-good show that will never get old, which is why I started watching it again. Modern Family, I was upset that it had finished, and I was upset at the way it finished. Not that it finished badly, but that it upset me because it was sad.
So have I let you down with any of my past recommendations?
Well,
do,
no.
Do you think it's because I've recommended this one?
Well, no, I recommended it as well.
Personally victimized.
So you've watched, she's putting on her gangster glasses.
Her thug-like glasses have gone on.
So you've watched Modern Family, which you said was really good, and you've started to rewatch it.
Yeah.
What you need to watch is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I've seen it as well.
Oh, have you? Okay, I thought you haven't watched that. Yeah, yeah. It's brilliant.
Like, Terry Crews is my favorite person in the whole world.
Yeah, it's what really a guy. Good. Yeah.
Melissa, did you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
Oh, so we can't do any of the quotes or anything like that. Because one
I would watch it, but you didn't take any of my advice on board. So
well, Connor's recommending it too. Do you know the Valentine's Day card that I got actually last year? While we're on the Valentine's subject, is I love you like Terry loves yogurt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine because he loves yogurt.
Did she get it?
Yeah, because we watched it together.
Okay. So
this is what I need to know. Have you guys got Ashley and Liv anything? Have you got the cards?
No, I just got a card like 3 weeks ago.
What? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I haven't got mine yet, so I haven't. And I don't know if it's going to arrive here in time, so I might have to go and do the Tesco run and get one Moonpig. There.
Yeah.
But will Moonpig arrive on time though?
I'll Moonpig tonight.
I might do that too. But florists and all are closed at the minute. So usually I would go to a florist and buy her like a bouquet of flowers.
Bloomin' Wild, baby. Bloomin' Wild.
What is that?
It's where I get all my flowers. They're absolutely beautiful. Did you see the bouquet I got delivered? Oh, they're stunning. No.
Oh, but yeah. Someone sent you those for your new show, didn't they?
Yeah. My friends. So they're the girls that Scott PETs or coaches in the gym. And they sent me flowers. How nice is that? So Bloomin' Wild, I got my mom a 6 months subscription. They're letterbox flowers. They're coming in a box. It fits through your letterbox. To be fair, they just set them on the doorstep. They don't actually fit through your letterbox. But that's the idea. And then you put them all in the vase and they're beautiful. And they bloom like within like a couple of days. So they come closed and then they bloom. Beautiful.
So that's our Valentine's Days anyway. We did ask listeners to get in touch, didn't we? Have we got anybody? Did anybody get back to us with their Valentine's Day plans?
Yeah, we've only got a couple. Peter says, getting drunk by myself, which sounds great, to be honest.
That's what I'll be doing.
I cannot wait to see Melissa Riddell's stories on Sunday night.
Karis, she says, a walk, buttermaid cookies, and a takeaway. What's buttermaid cookies?
Maybe cookies like shortbread.
Oh, here, speaking of which, I was making a cup of tea. So, you know the way that I got dubbed the name Tea Guy?
That's right, I forgot about that season. Yeah.
I've embraced it. So I've changed tea bags. So after many years of being an Ambari man, a friend of mine, Mr. Jam, he has been harping on.
Look at that name drop.
Pick it up there, would you?
He's been harping on about Yorkshire tea
It's so good.
Oh my
God. Have you had Yorkshire Gold?
That's what I'm drinking now. I've been converted. So I was making a cup of tea the other night, and this is before we made the Mars Bar Krispies, and I was like, I want a snack, but I didn't really want like chocolate. So I went above on top of the cupboards where there's still like 6 pallets of pancake mix and I'll come on to that in a minute.
Pancake Tuesday's coming up.
So. Yeah, Liv said the other day, and she's like, is it pancake mix? And she's like, we need to get pancakes. And I was like, no, we don't. So I came across a box of M&S shortbread from Christmas that has not been opened. So, I got tucked into that shortbread and a cup of tea. So I was in my element. But yeah, that's something else. I changed tea bags. So yeah, I'm embracing the tea guy thing.
Just while we've come full circle to the subject of food again, I got an air fryer.
Mate, are they good? Liv won't let me get one.
The air fryers are good.
No, she won't let me get one. She's not having it.
No, they're really, really good.
I think they take a lot longer, personally.
But it's so worth it. The stuff is so crispy.
Yeah.
And you can stick anything in it. Like, you can literally put anything in an air fryer.
And do your roast potatoes.
Yep.
I might just order one and then arrive.
Why is she against it?
She's like, oh no, we don't need it and we've got no room for it, which we do. We've got no room for all Liv's shoes and clothes, but here we are. But yeah.
It will change your life. Just do it. Just buy one.
Yeah.
And then don't tell her. Just like cooking it some night when she's not there. Yeah.
Ask for
things up. The other night we decided to do oven chips because we do the air fryer all the time. Now, oven chips, are, I've always loved oven chips. I think they're really nice. But the air fryer is crispier.
You just put in like a little bit of oil.
Tiny wee drizzle of oil, yeah. And then it's just like a convection heater or
they're
something.
So healthy. They just go round and round.
Yeah,
and round.
I'm just going to buy one. What's that saying? It's better to...
Ask for forgiveness.
Yeah,
I'll just do that.
And just before we do wrap up this week's episode, there was something I noticed this week, which I completely forgot about that I'd like to point out. Mm-hmm. And I always talk about how, I always like remind you guys that although this isn't strictly a food podcast, a third of our content is food. And that's like some scientific graph on like the back end of the website that we upload the podcast to. Has been telling us for a while that a third of what we talk about is food. We've now surpassed that third mark and we're moving we're moving swiftly towards half. Yeah, no, that's not a joke. So we're past the third of talking about food now and we're heading towards a full-blown half of this podcast being about food.
I think that's because we did the food episode.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I actually suggested last week that we do an episode on like, or did we actually do that? The unpopular opinion, we maybe discussed it like, We do
have an unpopular opinions episode somewhere, but I mean, we can do another one.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else happening in the world right now, so why not? But yeah, over a third of this podcast is now food, and within the next couple of episodes, my guess is it'll probably be half.
Yeah.
Half of our content will have been about food.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about us, and on that note, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Enjoy those love sausages.
See, there's another... I mean, the love sausage does feed into the food part of the algorithm as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, we should call it a love... Dunno.
I love sausages.
You're still saying sausage.
I know. Well, what other word for a sausage is there? Like, there's nothing
meat.
Else you can call
I love
it.
Meat.
Wiener.
I love wiener. Is a wiener not like an like one of those wee thin American hot dogs, though?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a wiener. Right, anyway, so hopefully that's helped you out with your Valentine's Day. If you were stuck for some ideas or whatever, that might help. If not, well, I'm sure there's a couple of lists you can find online. I think that's what Melissa did there. So, yeah. You can go and look at that list. But that's it for this week. Have a great Valentine's Day, whatever you get up to. And before we go, Melissa needs to tell you, now that you've waited this long, she needs to tell you how you can be listener of the week next week.
I was staring at you because I thought you were going to wrap up without letting me tell them about the many ways that they can get in touch to be listener of the week. So there's a lot of ways that you can do this. So you can head on over to Apple Podcasts. And over there, if you give us a 5-star review, we'd love that. If you read a few lines about why you love the podcast, we'd absolutely love you for that. You can also send us a wee message on the At What's Happening podcast Instagram. Connor picks those up. He likes to read them, sends them into the group chat.
It's not just me.
Feel good.
Oh, yeah. Well, me and Curtis do it. You just don't do it.
I just don't look because I like them to be a surprise. That's why I'm always like, oh, hi. Oh, that sounds so great. Thank you. You know, I can't even reply to my own DMs. Don't give me another Instagram, okay? So send DMs, or you could send Curtis or Connor personal DMs and they'll get back to you.
I love how we take on all the responsibility, mate.
Yeah, and if you are on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, where you can find us too, hit subscribe as well, because that way you'll get a notification whenever we drop a new episode. Yeah.
And 5 stars and leave a review, please.
Yes, so that's the ways you can be listener of the week, but... yeah, that's it. So any big plans for the rest of the week before we wrap up then? And anything big or exciting happening, Connor? No?
No, nothing different. I'm going to go down after this and make myself another chicken, bacon and cheese barbecue wrap and watch the Cecil Hotel. And
yeah, I'm literally going to start that now too.
Yeah, that's about it. Might go for a couple of walks over the next few days to kind of get a bit of extra content. But yeah, that's about it. What about
you remember
you
back in the first lockdown, you started taking photos of birds and all because you...
I know, yeah. I was like embracing the whole nature thing and then it just went away very quickly.
So weird. Like Connor's Instagram was like full of music, radio, that, you know, like DJing and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden there's a photo of like a bird. I was like, what is going on here? Well, let's see, any big plans for the rest of the week?
I've got a couple of exciting announcements coming. Whoop, whoop. You guys already know about them, but like... Nobody else does.
Still exciting though.
So that's coming up and I'm just busy.
Anything else to add before we wrap up?
No, that's about it.
You might not see me next week because I've got that training session tomorrow as well. So that gym session. So I might still be sore. If I haven't mentioned it yet, I'm almost 30. So we'll see what
when is your birthday?
The end of the month, the 26th of February. So
good.
Oh my gosh. It's in like 12 days.
16 days.
Yeah. 14 days.
You know what? Like, I feel kind of bad because I didn't take seriously just how crap a lockdown birthday is. Like, you have kind of both had them, haven't you? And Connor's was, the place was sort of open.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my dad's birthday the other day, right? And it was his 60th, and I brought his present around to him, and it just felt so flat and crap because you can't do it. You're standing outside the front door, like, leaning across, going, there's your present and stuff. And it's just like, you know, 60th is a big birthday. And it's like, you really want to do something and you can't. So
it's going to be my mom's 60th in lockdown. So she's March.
It's just so, at least yous are all living together as a family and you still, you know, yous will be able to do something.
We're going to do, we can do that as another episode. It's not going to do it now.
Right. Okay. So anyway, that is that's been this week's episode. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week. But for now, enjoy the rest of your week. See you later, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.